Accessing library computer data.
And to make sure history never forgets the name Enterprise.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Penske Podcast. If you haven't tuned in before, this is a podcast where we are going through all 178 episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, giving our thoughts and feelings about each and every one. Right now, we are up to episode 22 of season 2, with this one's called Shades of Grey. And that's right, we finished season 2. It's a long time coming, or some other song lyric I think that would fit in here appropriately. Season 1 and season 2 are done, they're in the books, and we're going to wrap it up with Shades of Grey. This one was directed by Rob Bowman. Teleplay credit goes to Maurice Hurley, Richard Manning, and Hans Beimler. And the story credit goes to Maurice Hurley. It aired on July 17th, 1989. In this one, Commander William Riker undergoes medical treatment by Dr. Pulaski for an alien infection that must, and he must relive numerous past events. And if you're unfamiliar, that means this is a clip show. Clip show to end season two, but we'll get into all of that right after this.
Bug is persistent, I'll admit that. But I'm not worried. We Rikers are ornery, too. Matter of fact, my great-grandfather once got bit by a rattlesnake. After 3 days of intense pain, the snake died.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome back to the Penske Podcast. We're going to talk about Shades of Grey here. It's just going to be me. I didn't feel like it was really necessary to bring other people in on this one. I don't think I'm going to go for that long. I don't know if there's that much to say, because if you want to talk about the clips that are in this clip show, you can listen to previous podcasts where we talk about those episodes in depth. You can go to thepenskepodcast.com for all that stuff, all the older shows. I think I think iTunes caps them at a certain point. So if you're trying to find the older episodes and you're only starting with Shades of Grey, you might need to go to the website to find those things. I think that's 100 episodes, though, so nothing to worry about there. And if you're on YouTube, fuck it. All this means nothing, because we're just going to keep adding episodes to the playlist. So what happens in this one? On a geological survey of Serata 4, Riker is struck by a thorn growing on a vine plant, and he is beamed back to the Enterprise, where they find that the thorn has put a deadly virus or something into his body. Within a matter of hours, it's going to reach his brain and kill him. To save his life, Pulaski puts him into a machine that will artificially stimulate his brain neurons, keeping them active and resisting the virus. So this causes Riker to dream about everything that went on in the past 2 seasons. And the passionate dreams that they give him worsen his condition as the virus feeds on positive endorphins. And so the only way to kill it is to make him relive the worst bits of his experience on the Enterprise, because that's all we can go from, because that's all we have show to show, if that makes sense. They can't go deeply personal. Everything that will affect him has happened in the past 2 years. So they kill the virus with super strong negative radiation or whatever, and that's the end of it. This episode was originally intended to save money, as clip shows usually are. It was intended to be a bottle episode because the show had overspent on Elementary Dear Data with the set design, I'm assuming, and Q Who, which I would guess would probably have to do with the Borg ship or something like that, because I can't think of anything too outrageous. Maybe there's a lot of effects in Q Who. But anyway, those two episodes caused the season budget to go over, so Paramount was very, very interested in having a show that could be a bottle and would save money. And Maurice Hurley came up with the idea to do a clip show. He wrote it, and then it was rewritten by Hans Beimler and Richard Manning, which is kind of astounding. It's really sort of astounding. The names on this episode are really high. You have Bowman directing it, Maurice Hurley, Manning, and Beimler, who are probably one of the better writing teams. So I don't really know how much of a rewrite they had to do, because a lot of this is just clips. So the base storyline has to do with Riker getting snagged by the vine, going to sickbay, and then Troy and Pulaski stand over him as Riker pretends to be thinking about things that this machine has got him thinking about, and that's going to fix everything. What do I think about this episode? I guess I don't really need to go too long. I just wanted to give the background about how it was done to save money. No one particularly liked it. Maurice Hurley referred to it as, quote, a piece of shit and, quote, terrible, just terrible. It's generally regarded as the worst episode of the series. That seems to be, you know, going by critics like the AV Club and Tor.com and Trek Nation. People are generally embarrassed about it. Call the storyline absurdly flimsy. The script is god-awful, and the episode is forced. Keith DeCandido called it a train wreck, and even worse than he had remembered. I like DeCandido's summation, where he said, in all honesty, they'd have been better off doing one fewer episode. The season was shortened by the writer's strike anyhow, and upping the budget on the one of the other 21. Just an awful, awful episode. I kind of agree with this. I think this show gets more flack for being a clip show than anything. I do agree that the plot is lazy, but you don't really need a super intensive plot to kick off clip show episodes. I've been watching a lot of 90s television on Netflix, including Friends and other such things, other such sitcoms, Seinfeld. And, you know, the clip show is just kind of a thing back then. I don't know why they insisted on having so many episodes a season when they would just end up making one of the shows inevitably a clip show. It seems like there's a clip show in every season of every show. And we're sort of lucky that Star Trek Next Generation only did this one time. That is to say, I don't think the plot is all that terrible. Usually clip shows have the most bare-bones skeleton of a plot to actually kick off the reason why you'd be showing clips from someone's memory. In this one, it's to cause Riker to relive the past and generate positive or negative feelings, and that'll deal with the virus that he's got to battle against. It's fine. It's obviously a bottle episode. They shot it in 3 days. It takes place virtually all in sick bay. You know, they do a little bit on the planet, which I don't even really understand why it's necessary that they do that. And someone on the Star Trek subreddit, the viewing party, Star Trek viewing party subreddit, was mentioning that they didn't understand why the episode started with Riker already injured. And I think that would just, it's a cost saving thing. You don't have to show it. And, you know, in order to save even more money, I'd imagine that you wouldn't have to have them on the planet at all. You could just have Riker being beamed back in horrible shape, and he's got this thorn thing stuck in his leg, and you can go from there. They spend more time than I think they really had to building another set and causing other adventures to go on when I didn't really think that was necessary. And, you know, the clip shows really start to kick in about 20 minutes into the episode. That's kind of a rough guess. They don't start happening immediately. It's a slow process of building where they use the machine that's actually pretty cool that jabs Riker in the head with the 5 needles, and then they shoot him with electricity, and that makes him think of things. Troy and Pulaski are really the only cast members here. Data and Picard show up. Picard shows up throughout. Data's at the end. There's not a lot of cast members involved in this one. They shot it in 3 days. Super simple. That's basically all I can say. I don't know if this is the worst episode of the series, just because I feel like other scripts are potentially worse than this one. This one's a little bit too simple to be so bad. It's really just Riker gets sick, make him feel bad, that'll be it. You know, it's hard to say. I didn't find the plot that's driving this episode to be as bad as some of the other scripts that happened in season one in particular, and maybe The Child in season two. So to say it's the worst episode is kind of a stretch. I think people are holding the clip show thing against it, which seems a little bit unfair because all shows were doing this of this era. It's a little disappointing that's a season finale that you're going to go out on a clip show with. Normally you'd want to stick it mid-season. You know, potentially air it up against something else that's going on that maybe has a big episode. Maybe if Cheers on at this time, Cheers would have been on this time. If Cheers was having a big episode and you wanted to throw out your junkiest Star Trek episode, you'd throw out Shades of Grey. No one would care. And then you could move on. It is a weird decision to have it be the season finale. I don't know really understand why that had to happen. But outside of that, you know, the plot's not that bad. This is a bad episode just because it's a clip show, and I think that's all there is to say about it. Really, the only thing that was interesting here is that the clips, even though we just watched them recently, clips from season one make the show look so absurd. Data looks terrifying in Encounter at Farpoint. They changed something about his makeup. He looks possessed in Encounter at Farpoint. They at least included the Riker kick when he kicks that admiral in the face in Conspiracy, which was fantastic. Pulaski and Troy wondering about Riker's erotic dreams was kind of enjoyable or very funny. Maybe not enjoyable is the word, but it was certainly very funny to me. Riker's dreaming about all the chicks he's hooked up with. He's dreaming about the holodeck girl that he met and fell in love with. And other than that, the season one really stands out as how bad a lot of the stuff was that was going on in there. The clip from Justice that I don't even really remember is absurd, where they walk in and everyone's giving each other massages. And then a girl grabs Riker and Worf's hand to lead them off to an inevitable menage a trois, I would assume. I don't remember that in Justice. Justice is a hell of an episode, so you should go back and listen to that one and watch that one too, just in and of itself. But, I mean, there's not really anything else I can say about this one. I don't think it's as bad as the flack it gets. I feel it's just unfortunately remembered as that clip show, and it's very silly. It's shot on a bare-bones budget, and there's not a lot you can do with it. And for that, that is all you can say.
There may be some residual memory loss. I just want to be certain that you still know who you are.
Of course I know who I am. I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
I'm delighted that you're feeling better, Captain. The Admiral and I were worried about you.
Captain, I do not believe you have the authority to promote me to the rank of Admiral.
I guess I just wanted to wrap this one up with, before I get to my ratings, what the hell do I want to say? I wanted to say that, you know, going into making this podcast, I was going to do a clip show myself as a sort of homage to Shades of Grey, where I'd write something and me and Clay or someone would read the script, would act out this little thing that was going on, and then I'd insert the clips of past podcast episodes into the thing and we'd remember them and all laugh heartily. And instead, I started doing it, and I started to listen to the podcast, and it's way too much goddamn work to go back and listen to a bunch of things. Making a clip show is actually much harder than you would expect it to be. Not that it's, you know, you're not roofing in the height of summer as a redheaded, freckled person or anything like that. That's probably truly hard. This is more just tedious, and you don't want to do it. So it's interesting that for clip shows are seen as lazy. This episode's seen as lazy, and it inevitably is. It's lazy, but it takes a lot of work to get done, if that makes any sense. So it's kind of a weird mixture of lazy and not lazy. But that's it. That's all I want to say. This one's going to be a short one. I'm going to give this a 1 out of 5. It's not really anything else. I would never show this to anybody. There's no reason to watch it. It's not very good. I don't think it's the worst episode of Star Trek The Next Generation. And I could almost feel, I'm having a debate about what's going to be the worst episode this season. I'm not even sure this is the worst episode of this season, which is saying something. It is what it is. You know why this might not be the worst episode of the season? Because the ending thing where Riker claims to be Captain Picard and Picard goes along with the joke and he calls Data the Admiral, saying that he and Admiral Data were worried about him. And then Data has the punchline where he's like, Captain, I don't think you have the seniority to promote me to Admiral, and everyone laughs and the ship flies off and that's the end of the season. That's a decent enough joke. It works well. It plays to the characters right. Some of the worst episodes of the show don't have a single moment that's like that, so I can't call this the worst of the series. Maybe not even the worst of the season, but we'll find that out in the wrap-up, which I'm going to do, and which will go up shortly after this. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it greatly. If you're listening on iTunes, a rating or review is helpful. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Leave a comment, all that stuff. It's difficult to leave a review on YouTube, but you can leave a comment. If you're listening on iTunes, a rating and a review where you actually can review things on iTunes. Let's get my brain straight. Yeah, I'd appreciate it. Ratings and reviews, they're very helpful. Help the show get out there. Make me feel good to read them, all that stuff. Good or bad. Anyway, thank you guys. That's it for season 2. I'm going to be back with my wrap-up episode, which will just be me again talking to no one. Just going through my top 5 and the bottom 5 of the season. A couple general thoughts about what I thought. And that'll be it for season 2. And after that, we get into the new uniforms and the new showrunner. And basically a new show, right? Season 3 is when it kicks off. Season 3 might be one of the best seasons of the show. We'll see. We've got a long way to go. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you later.